Welcome to DJ's Code Red. Build your home studio. 7 items you need to consider when making a home studio for beginners. So you want to build your own home studio. Have you been looking online for hours, but don't know where to begin? Are you overwhelmed with reading reviews on which are the best products to buy when getting started? Well, look no further. In this article, I will share some knowledge with you on how you can start your own home studio from scratch. Before you read this article, as a disclaimer, the knowledge that I'm passing on to you is from personal experiences. Although there are a lot of alternatives out there that may be more cost effective, the products in this article are items that I have used or are currently using. Number one, computer. Although this may be a simple answer, a ton of people don't realize that you actually need a sturdy computer to handle the production software that you're about to install on your computer. Even if you do have a laptop right now, you have to consider if you have all the specs to run a program like FL Studios, Native Instruments Machine, Studio One, Pro Tools, etc. Here's some questions I want you to ask yourself. Is my computer a workhorse for music production? Do I have enough speed and memory to run these music programs effectively? If the answer is no, or you can't answer these questions, then my first step will be to get a computer that you will use as a workhorse for music production. To do this, decide whether or not you want to have a mobile studio, which requires a laptop, or a home studio, which you may want to consider a desktop. Then go to your local computer shop. It's a place here in Michigan called Micro Center, where you can talk to some computer techs and they will help you build your own custom computer. Tell them what it is that you're trying to do, and they should be able to help you build it. If you don't live in Michigan, don't worry. My next suggestion will be to talk to the guys at Best Buy Geek Squad section and ask them to point you to the best place you can go to build your own custom computer for cheap. They may be of some service. The bottom line is that you're going to need a custom computer to be successful in making media productions. Number two, interface. The next thing you need is an audio interface. What the audio interface does is it talks to your computer so you can get the best sound output. What I currently use is an Apollo Twin audio interface, and I only have one word for that: outstanding. However, what I understand is that as a beginner, you can't just run out and buy a $1,200 device. So my next suggestion will be to buy a Scarlett 2i2. This device will get the job done. Is it the cheapest? No. But it is an audio interface that I have experience with, and I know it works, and I trust the sound quality. By all means, get whatever audio interface you want and can afford. Because the main idea I want you to understand is that you need an audio interface to hook up to your computer. The sound card alone will not work. Number three, microphones. This right here is so tricky, it's not even funny. I would debate that it doesn't matter what mic you get because it's all about how you use the mic and the engineering. However, what I do know is that a good mic makes a big difference. With that being said, my first mic that I used in my studio was a Rode NT1 condenser microphone package. It has a real crisp sound and it came with a pop filter. I used that for years and I would recommend anyone buy that one as their first mic. I currently use an Aston Spirit microphone and I love the sounds I'm getting out of that. Take a listen. In the video below, you can hear what the Aston Spirit mic sounds like. You will also need microphone stand, pop filters, and cables as well, but I'll address that later. Number four, engineering / beat making software. Having the right software is key, but it's like picking between T-Mobile or Sprint. They both get the job done, but which one do I use? My suggestion is to pick one and learn everything you can about it. I currently use Studio One as my engineering software. It's clean, it's very user-friendly. Don't get me wrong, this program does have a learning curve, so be mindful that any program you use, you'll have to learn how to use it properly. For my beat-making software, I use Machine Micro. I've used it since day one, and I stand by this product. Click the video below. Watch DJ Code Red use Native Instrument and Studio One to make a beat. To get the most out of this product, you may want to buy a complete bundle, but get what you can afford. FL Studios, Logic, Pro Tools, Ableton, just to name a few, will work just as good. The key thing is to get you an engineering software and to get you some sounds to play with. Number 5, headphones. I would suggest a good pair of studio mixing headphones. Here's why. If you live in an apartment like I do, you won't be able to play your music as loud like you would if you had a professional studio. So what's the alternative? I find myself being up at all times of the night trying to finish a record. But because I have working neighbors, I find I can't play my music loud at all. So I have to mix with my headphones. I have a pair of Sennheiser HD6 mix headphones that I have mixed several records on, and I trust the sound quality of these headphones. It's up to you to pick a good pair of headphones you trust, then mix with those headphones when you can't use your studio monitors. Number 6, plugins. I love plugins, by the way, and they're necessary to get the best sound quality at the bedroom producer level. I started off with stock plugins, which I suggest everyone uses just to learn the basics. But then to step my production up, I moved to Waves plugin. They were instrumental in making sure I could obtain a professional sound. They have tons of tutorials to help you learn how to use the products. However, I suggest you read the manuals to gain some practical knowledge of the plugins. I have since graduated to Universal Audio plugins, and you can't even use these plugins unless you have a Universal Audio interface. Be mindful, there are a lot of plugins out there that you can find on the internet for free, but there is no guarantee you will find a tutorial on how to use the product or that you will get the sound that you're looking for. Number 7, accessory. There are certain items you need to pick up to make sure all these things work together. These items are microphone stands, microphone cables, and MIDI keyboards. These are the final pieces you need to complete your home studio. I didn't go too much into this part because any church you pick will be fine. In conclusion, my best advice is to get out there, pick up some studio equipment, and have fun. You will have some ups and downs, but as long as you keep up with it and keep studying, I promise you will get the sound that works for you. Check out my latest projects at DJ Code Red Music, and if you have any questions, contact me, and I will help you where I can. Love you. Talk to you soon and share this with anyone.